Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton.
Hello, welcome to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun relates to you having a happier, healthy relationship with money. I want to thank you for sharing us with your friends and family. We're doing very, very well. We just appreciate you sharing this with everybody here. Today, we've got a wonderful guest. We have Adrienne Berg. She's the Ageless Traveler. In fact, Adrienne was a financial pioneer. She's written many books, the Total Awesome Money book for kids, Your Wealth Building Years. She's been honored. She's received Emmys as a host of CNN's IRS Tax Beat. And she's talked on many variety of financial topics. But one of the big things here is she's here to talk about ageless traveling. And one of the things that her aim is to demonstrate how individuals, particularly retirees that are on fixed income, can enjoy and fulfill a travel experience without letting financial constraints hold them back. So we've got a lot to talk to her. But first, let's talk a little bit about what's going on. Last week, we had the Federal Reserve Chairman come in, do his talk on the economy. They're saying, hey, inflation's doing a little better than expected. So they're not going to be changing rates. They're not going to be raising rates. They're not going to cut rates. He also did talk about potential rate cuts before the end of the year. It's really important that we understand this, because if we go back to 2023, most of Wall Street was expecting 6-7 aggressive rate cuts for the Federal Reserve, and they didn't happen. They didn't happen for many reasons, because inflation didn't go the way they wanted it to go. Each and every meeting, it didn't go the way it wants to go. It's only at 3.5%, which is not as much as last month, but we had a couple months like that, and then it popped back up. So we're going to have to see what happens. But while we're there, I think it's important that we start making Mr. Powell our friend. See, there's an opportunity presenting itself. It's uncanny. In fact, it's uncharacteristic. We have seen the Federal Reserve raise rates by 525% in one of the shortest periods of time in U.S. history. And now, one bad report, Mr. Powell raises rates again. Well, why does everybody cringe at that? Well, it's because all the portfolios out there are set to bet against the Federal Reserve. People are doing this at a time in their life when their purpose money, that money that's obligated to you to support, maintain your lifestyle, means the most. I say take advantage of this historic, in some cases, some asset classes, all-time high opportunity to make more money, to increase your income, or supplement your lifestyle. And it is a great time to be alive. It's all the opportunity seen around us. Obviously, unless we're dancing in the wrong pond, or maybe we should be dancing in the right pond. Who knows? We'll have to see what happens next month when Mr. Powell comes back and talks about rates. But one of the big things we need to understand is we're giving a lot of control to people like the Fed. It's important to enjoy the process, but more importantly, use it to your advantage, because there's wonderful opportunities for safe money. And I just highly recommend you start looking at that, because there's wonderful rates. They won't be here long, because we know rates are going to go down in the future. You never know. So take a moment, think about that, stick with us. We'll be right back with more Saving with Steve and Adrienne Berg.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. You know, I have a very special guest. I have Adrian Berg. You might have seen her. She used to be the host of the Emmy-winning show CNN IRS Tax Beat. She's written multiple books, in fact, over 12. The Totally Awesome Money book for kids, Your Wealth Building Years. She just has a recent book called The Retirement Income Explosion. You're definitely going to want to check those out. But today, we're talking about the Ageless Traveler. She's got this wonderful book called Luxury Travel for Less. And by the way, folks, she's going to tell you how to get it for free. With that, Adrian Berg, I want to welcome you to the show. Thank you for being here on Saving with Steve.
It is absolutely my pleasure. I can't wait to help people travel all their life and never stop traveling.
Our audience loves to understand your journey because you went from financial planning and now we're into travel. So how did that transition work for you?
Well, there's two parts to it. And one of them is a little bit of ancient history. My dad died when I was very young, 11 years old. And I got very depressed. And those are the days when there were no pills. They just told you to go back to school and get an A, right? And my mom sent me on a camp and it went to four countries. The reason it went to four countries is that it was so long ago, you couldn't fill up a tank and get from New York City to Tel Aviv in one flight. So I ended up going all over the world and I wasn't depressed anymore. And the truth is that I became an addict, a real travel addict. It takes me out of myself no matter how many times I go. And by now I've been to 110 countries. I'm going to add six more countries. And when I reached age 75, which was last September, I decided to give a gift to myself. As you said, I've been on the air for many years, since 1988, mostly about money, financial planning, radio and CNN and so on. And I said, you know what? What I really love is travel, and I want everybody else to be able to go, to afford it, not be afraid. And I started The Ageless Traveler. I had already been a podcaster for many years on a podcast that still exists called Generation Bold, and it's about aging. Fountain of Truth about aging. But I turned it around to The Ageless Traveler, and it's been a boom and a gift to myself and to everybody else who really loves to travel, but for some reason, they see barriers.
Yeah, they do. So let's talk a little bit about the boundaries that people see, and then let's talk about how people can overcome them.
Well, the number one for most people right now, number two is money. Number one is relationships. They lose their travel companions. Or people just burn out on travel and they didn't. So what do you do about that? So, of course, we have solo travel. We just did on the Ageless Traveler podcast a piece on how to travel truly solo, all by yourself. Then we have on the money side, how to overcome the senior supplements or the single supplements. What do you do about that? There are now more and more cruise ships and different river cruises that are not charging that supplement. And finally, there are places like our salon. We have a Facebook salon, Ageless Traveler Salon, where people meet and they get to know each other and they travel together, even though they were strangers before, so they can share expenses. So one is relationships and money often come together as a barrier. People can't afford the extra cost of going by themselves, and they've just lost their travel companion. So together, by having these collaborations through our website, through the Facebook, many other Facebooks, we're not the only one, there's senior travel, solo travel, where people can get together, share expenses, but also meet new friends. So those are two of the very big barriers to travel after a certain age.
So let's start talking about some tips for people. Hey, you're on a fixed income. How do you get travel for less? How do you do that? That's one of the things that our viewers really wanted to understand.
Right. Well, as you mentioned, we do have a book. It's absolutely free. It's luxurytravelforless.info. It's the name of the book, Luxury Travel for Less, all written out, .info. But I'm going to give you the five top tips that I use myself, because people have to understand that I do travel almost 3 months out of the year in one shot, and then 1 or 2 months in several weeks. So it's expensive. And I'm also on a fixed income. I have to figure out how to make this happen. Now, because I'm press, I sometimes get accommodations, and I do want to tell how others can get that in a moment. But here are the five top ones that I really use all the time. First of all, I do subscribe to websites that alert me when there's a mistake. Now, get this, a mistake in airfare. Most airfare are online. And the companies do make mistakes, so does AI and algorithms. So sometimes you can get an amazingly cheap flight because they made a mistake and they must honor it. But you don't know it's there. You can't sit in front of a computer all day. So there are alert services to that. And you can jump on that. So that's one thing I use. The second thing I use for airfare, in addition to all your credit card points and everything else that everybody knows about, is what I call multi-destination. Give you a real example. I needed to go to London and come back to LA. What did I use? Moroccan Airlines. Why? Because if you use Moroccan Airlines, you can stop off in Casablanca free of charge. You can stay for a few days. They give you a special fare because you're going to their country and spending some money in their country. So look what a nice vacation I got. LA, Casablanca, London. And then I went Amsterdam, Turkey, LA, because those happen to be two national airlines, and there are many others that give you free stopovers plus a discounted fare. So that's a second thing that I use on the accommodations. A third one that I use that may not be for everybody, I have to admit, is I'm very flexible in terms of transportation. Yes, I've hopped freighters. There are freighters that you can book. They're great trips. They're great adventures. There are ferries that you could take. People go to Greece a lot, but they can go to Albania on a $20 ferry. So I take a look at the offbeat things that actually are not only cheaper, but really adventurous, and very exciting. Now, of course, on accommodations, people today are thinking about Airbnbs as less expensive, but sometimes they're not. If you're by yourself or you're with your one person, getting a six-bedroom Airbnb doesn't save you a dime, really.
No.
So I like to take a look at the offbeat hotels. Today they're called boutique hotels. So it's easy to find because that's the code word, is a boutique hotel. What it usually means is that it's smaller, it's cheaper, it's very, very local. You may end up having to walk to the main parts of town, let's say, or take some other transportation to the main parts of town. But do look for those boutique hotels. They're everywhere. They're on booking.com and every type of other one. And you'll really, really enjoy yourself. And I said the magic word a minute ago. The other thing is I really do walk. Now, this is the brings me to the third barrier of travel, and that is health. You really need to keep up your health, your exercises, prepare for your trip. So that this is part two of a health and money tip, both at the same time. Do go where you can walk and do go to the local streets and do go to the local restaurants, because in every case, you're not only going to have a better time, but you're also going to be saving money. And my last one is, and this is something that most people know, but they may not do it. I definitely use the hop on, hop off bus. There are different iterations of them, different names. I use it every place I could find it because that's going to show me what I should see and where I could walk to. It's also going to save me a lot of transportation dollars. So these are just some of the things that I truly use day in and day out when I travel. and I contain it. The last thing I'll tell you about is cruises. I use cruises as if they are transportation. Other people use cruises to eat, and they fill their plate, and then to them, it's like a buffet.
That's just her fault.
10-day buffet. No, I lose weight on cruises because I do all of their exercises around the deck, and I use it as transportation to go to fabulous places, hit and run. I go in for that day, and I see everything I possibly can, and then I get out of it. So these are just a few of the things that, in the end of the day, you're saving several thousands of dollars, and you're having an offbeat vacation that you can really talk about.
Wow, those are some wonderful tips. Folks, stick with us. We're going to be right back with more Saving with Steve and Adrian Berg.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything on the sun relates to having... Ah, that was not done well. One more time, Adrian. I mean,
yeah.
One more time, Cameron. Here we go. Hello. Welcome back to the Saving with Steve show. We've been talking with Adrian Berg, and let's get right back into it. We're talking about her five tips. One of the big tips I would like to talk about is Adrian. You talked about alert services. So we talked during the break. If somebody gets your book, Luxury for Less, and they go luxuryforless.info, they can get all the 75 or so websites that provide that alert, so you can get a mismarked travel, so you can get travel for less. Is that correct?
Yes. I do want to say the exact name of the book. It's Luxury Travel for Less.
So you need I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I just wanted to get it out. Luxury Travel for Less.
Promote. LuxuryTravelForLess.info. And it's a free book you get. It's 32 pages, but it has 75 different URLs. And many of them are alert services, as you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So an alert service is something you sign up for. They're almost always free of charge in and of themselves. And what they do is they send you an email. And that email will tell you whether there is a really big mistake in the cost of air fare, which you have to run on right away and get it if you want it, because they will correct it. The algorithm will correct itself, that I mentioned already. They'll also tell you a different kind of site when there's a late booking. In other words, there's a cruise ship and people already booked it and then they went out for some reason. And they're going to reduce the price enormously. They're going to tell you if there's an airline. Here's another hint that I didn't mention. That I use an airline or a cruise ship that's accepting bidding. You can bid for a cabin. You can even bid for an airline. People don't know that it's possible to do that. So you may get a really cheap fare just because you want to bid. Those booking services and alert services will tell you. And the last minute full vacations with air and land. If there is a company that wants to reduce a price right before they travel. How will people know about it? Well, they subscribe to an alert service. And if you've subscribed to that, you're going to know about that. So there's many kinds of alert services And they're all extremely useful, particularly for our age group, my age group, who may be retired. Mm-hmm. So they don't have to go to their boss and say, hey, can I take a vacation next week? They can jump on these less expensive alternatives to pre-booking. But you got to be a flexible person.
Yeah. Now, the next one is, let's talk about the freighters and the ferries. So people have this preconceived idea. They see this big ferry that might be an oil tanker. I'm like, I'm not going to be doing that. So what does that really mean when somebody says, hey, I'm going to look at a ferry or a freighter?
Well, it could be the adventure of a lifetime. That's what it could mean. So let me give you an example. I love Seattle. Seattle is on Puget Sound. Now, you can take a ferry from Puget Sound all the way over to Canada. You might go to Vancouver. It's a wonderful, beautiful ride. If you're in the Caribbean, you love the Caribbean, you want to go to each, to several of the islands, you can do this in extremely expensive ways. You could also take a ferry. And you can even go back and forth and stay in the same hotel so that you're not always moving your bags. So you want to take a look at ferry services. Now, I'm going to Europe for several months, and I'm going to be on the continent, but of course I have to get to London. There are at least 17 ferries, not always the Channel, from different parts of France into London. And they're all much less expensive, and I tested it out, than airfare, Channel, train fare. So that's a beautiful trip on the water. And it gets you where you want to go. Freighters. Freighters are longer trips, and they're commercial. These are freighters that are actually taking cargo from one place to the other. In fact, you mentioned that you had been on a freighter. Less expensive. No, you're not going to have a big plate of food at a buffet, but you're going to have your three meals. You're going to get where you want to go, and you're going to be in this wonderful environment. If you love technology, it's great. I took one from... now, don't go here if you're faint of heart, from the Aleutian Islands, which it belongs to the U.S., but it's close to Russia. It's what Sarah Palin said. I could see Russia from my house. That's the Aleutian Islands. But I had to get back to Dutch Harbor and then take a flight. And so Dutch Harbor is closer to Alaska. And I went on a fishing boat freighter and with fishermen that were doing incredible fishing along the Bering Strait. What an adventure. So these are ways of having an adventure for less. Now, you mentioned that you had been on a freighter yourself.
Mm-hmm. I did it in the 80s. I was coming back from London. I had been working 20-hour days for almost a year, and I just wanted no calls, no cell phones, nothing. And I got that for about 4.5 weeks, if I remember right. But I spent half the time sleeping in my room, watching, you know, the ocean go by, that type of thing. And I thought it was the most relaxing thing ever, just because nobody could talk to me.
Yeah, oh, it is, but it's changed too, because now there are tourism aspects to freighters, because they know. And so you would have probably had some more entertainment than you think. Than you had in the 80s, you would have had better food, people would be talking to you, and there would be other tourists. See, so it is different. Mm-hmm. And I just want to mention one other thing that people overlook that I've never done, and I'm looking forward to my first one, and that is canal boats.
Oh.
So in the U.S., there are some very expensive and wonderful steamboat trips, which I have taken. In fact, I've been married a very long time. We redid our vows on a steamboat, but it was expensive. There's another way to do sometimes very similar historic trips, and that is on canal boats. For example, the Erie Canal in New York, upstate New York. You can go down the Erie Canal. There's even a song about the Erie Canal. And very, very, very inexpensive. So these are just interesting ways to really be a traveler for less.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. I love that. Now, I also love the boutique hotels. Yeah. I learned that from somebody about 10, 12 years ago. And we've been to a number of little boutique hotels in Canada, just along, like it's like the Spanish River. It's a, you know, in the town of Spanish, you sneeze, you miss it, but there's 10, 12 room hotels that are very nice. They are low cost. And sometimes you have to go look for the owner or the manager of the hotel, but they can direct you to some wonderful places because we can go fishing and all that kind of stuff up there. We also did it. In fact, we're going to be doing it because I'm going to London pretty soon. And we're going to be staying in a boutique hotel in London, which is far less than the regular hotels. But more importantly, it's close to all the things we want to go see. So like you said, walking, because we love to walk. So.
And now let's flip that for a minute. I go to a lot of festivals, and one of them is my really dear to my heart is the Gilbert and Sullivan Festival, which is in Derbyshire, England.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for that, because it's a whole week, we're actually taking a house in the country. So that's another thing to look at. Now, this is not an Airbnb. It is a boutique hotel. But they rent out small houses, and you've got horses around you. You've got cows around you. It's very beautiful. So if you're a good driver, you can stay there, go into town for the festival, and then go back out and have a whole other experience all in one day. And so, again, where is it located? If it's near a train station, it'll be cheaper because no one likes to be near a train station, but it's convenient. As you said, if you want to be near everything, select a boutique hotel that's near everything. We do that in Athens all the time. And in fact, in New York, we'll always take a boutique hotel that's near a subway so we can get wherever we want to go. But when we go to a place like Scotland or England, where the countryside is actually part of the experience, you don't want to miss that. Mm-hmm. It's like going to the south of France and never going into a casino. No, go in. We will take our place out in the country, and that'll also be not only cheaper, but better. See, I'm not always looking for cheaper. I'm always looking for cheaper and better.
Well, the reality is it's all about the experience, and that's what makes a difference. Adrian, I want to thank you for being with the show. This went like this. Could you share with us again how to get the luxury travel less book?
Yes.
And also, could you educate people on where they can go to watch your Ageless Traveler podcast?
Sure. So first on that, we have a website, and that's called agelesstraveler.com. Very simple, agelesstraveler.com. On there, you can get to all of our podcasts, blogs, YouTubes, and we have a book club, and of course, our salon, where you actually meet each other. So it's a one-stop hub for everything. And our ebook, luxurytravelforless.info, is available simply by going to that website, absolutely free. I do want to mention, when we talk about barriers, our next ebook, which will also be free, is caregiver travel. Many people in my age group particularly have 90-year-old and even older parents or their spouses or somebody else that they are a caregiver for. And they really want to travel and they do not allow themselves to travel. And they're older. When will they travel? So we have spoken to the top people in the field of caregiving, gerontology, and travel to show you that you could do it with your loved one in certain cases, if they have mild dementia and so on, or by yourself in a safe way. So that's what the Ageless Traveler is about. I mean, I'd love to be able to tell you what the best restaurant is in Paris, but there are plenty of better people to do that. I tell you how to break out and never stop traveling. So that's agelesstraveler.com.
Adrian, I want to thank you so much for being with us today. Folks, you're going to be able to see luxurytravelforless.info, the link, and you're going to see the Ageless Traveler .com on our website, so you can go there in case you didn't hear it all, get it written down fast. Adrian, I want to thank you for being with the show. I hope you have a wonderful week, and I'd definitely like to have you back again.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
All right, we'll see y'all. Thanks for joining us on Saving with Steve. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton.